Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The Fed's top banking cop is on the hot seat. From Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve's Vice Chair for Supervision, Michael Barr, is set to appear today at a Senate Banking Committee hearing that's focused on the recent spate of bank failures, including at Silicon Valley Bank. Also testifying are the heads of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and a Treasury Undersecretary. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with the details. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So you've gotten a look at Barr's prepared testimony. What does he plan to tell lawmakers?
Well, he'll say SVB's failure is a, quote, textbook case of mismanagement. He talks about how SVB's business was concentrated in the volatile tech sector and how it grew very quickly, but it didn't manage the risk of its holdings of U.S. Treasury bonds, which lost value as interest rates rose.
You know, Nancy, that sounds a lot like there's the blame game getting started here.
Absolutely. Both Barr and the head of the FDIC are putting a lot of blame on SVB's management. The FDIC could fine the executives and board members of SVB and Signature Bank, which also failed. But there will probably also be questions about how these banks were regulated.
Yeah, and some lawmakers want to revisit changes that were made to Dodd-Frank, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, in 2018, Congress changed the law so that banks like SVB and Signature, with assets between $100 billion and $250 billion, didn't have to meet as many requirements. So they didn't have to keep as big of a cash cushion on hand to meet demand if depositors started withdrawing their money. They also didn't have to go through as much stress testing where bank examiners evaluate how they would react to things like a recession. And this is all sure to come up in today's hearing.
Indeed, it'll be interesting. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
In France, more protests today against a plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. President Emmanuel Macron forced the plan through Parliament 2 weeks ago using a constitutional maneuver. It had become clear that the bill did not have enough votes to pass otherwise. There have been widespread protests ever since. From Paris, the BBC's Lucy Williamson has more.
There's a growing sense of crisis within France's government as it faces another day of protests over its handling of unpopular pension reforms. Public anger has been inflamed since last week's demonstrations by videos which appear to show police attacking protesters with batons and knocking one of them to the floor with a punch to the face. The daily newspaper Le Monde has also published an audio recording in which officers from the Specialist Rapid Reaction Unit, BRAV-M, appear to insult and intimidate a group of protesters, saying, "Next time, you won't be going to the police station, you'll be going to hospital."
That was Lucy Williamson with our editorial partner, the BBC. French labor unions today asked President Macron to pause his pension reform plans in order to calm street protests. Silicon Valley Bank was known for specializing in tech and biotech, but the collapsed bank also had its hand in another sector, California's wine industry. Many wineries depended on the bank, especially for loans. Farm workers who keep those wineries humming depended on the bank, too, its charitable contributions. KQED's Dana Cronin has more on how both employers and employees in California's wine country are coping.
Adam Lee is founder of Clarice Wine Company, based in Sonoma County. When he saw Silicon Valley Bank was looking for a buyer, he got nervous.
That was the moment that things went from, oh my God, it's a horrific day as far as their stock goes, to this could mean some real changes for those of us that are clients of the bank.
Lee has been a client of SVB's since the 90s and still owes the bank tens of thousands of dollars.
That is what I don't know at this moment what's going to happen with that particular line of credit.
Silicon Valley Bank was one of the primary banks for California's wine industry. The bank's wine division started up in the early 90s and since then has loaned out more than $4 billion to the industry. Until its recent collapse, it had more than 400 winery accounts, according to Rob McMillan. He founded Silicon Valley Bank's wine division. Lately, he's been getting a lot of phone calls from concerned clients.
Some couldn't make payroll. The apps didn't work. You know, loans couldn't be made. It's clearly, you know, frustrating, and I don't blame them for being angry.
In addition to lending money, SVB was also a big supporter of the region's most vulnerable workforce, farm workers. Rosaura Segura is an immigration services provider and farm worker advocate in Napa Valley. She says the bank helped raise money
for bedding, for kitchen supplies, for food. So, yeah, we're gonna feel their absence.
Segura hopes another funder will step up with those donations. As for winemaker Adam Lee, his accounts are now with Silicon Valley Bridge Bank, and he's not closing them yet, especially now that he has the backing of the federal government.
In an ironic way, Silicon Valley Bank is the safest place right now to put your money.
But he did open an account at another bank, just to be safe. I'm Dana Cronin for Marketplace.
Disney has reportedly begun laying off 7,000 people, about 3.5% of its workforce. Under its returning CEO, Bob Iger, Disney said it plans to cut about $5.5 billion in costs. Many media companies are under pressure to do the same, to start showing profits in their streaming businesses. The Wall Street Journal says among the cuts at Disney is the elimination of its metaverse unit, which was supposed to focus on interactive storytelling. In Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.